When I was in Peace Corps, I sort of decided I wanted to be another Ernest Hemingway, because I had written for this Connecticut newspaper, and I'd done the court beat and done some crime reporting, and then later studied film and that. You know, it was why the Peace Corps took me in, because I had film and television studies. And I decided I was going to try and write the great American novel, being in Thailand. And so I was trying to, you know, get into the culture and learn all these things and stuff like that. If you wanted to continue your language studies in Peace Corps, the Peace Corps would continue to pay you to study the Thai language. That was one of the benefits that Peace Corps gave the volunteers. I don't know if you remember that or not. And it was like, you're already in country, and then you say, hey, I'd like to get my language even better. Well, what happened was that they had said that if you are taught by an AUA-certified teacher, remember that American Association of University, whatever thing,
a Thai
teacher that had been trained to teach Thai, they would pay like, I don't know, 15 baht an hour. But if you took lessons from somebody who wasn't trained, they would pay you 10 baht an hour. Now is my confession. There was a bar in Thailand down on the docks called the Ba Pi, which is the spirit bar. And down there was the perfect Hemingway dive. There were sailors from all over the world. When the prostitutes, when all of their life was done, they would end up down at the Ba Pi, you know, because this was the end of the line in terms of their own career, you know.
And Little Noy was your instructor, huh?
And you got it. And what happened was that I spent many hours down there trying to get stuff for my novels on weekends, and we would talk, and I'd learn all sorts of great words and learn Thai and that. And then I'd say, okay, no, I write this thing. And she would sign this slip. And I remember, was there a Passman, Otto Passman?
Yes, oh yes, right. Yes.
That's the guy. I remember thinking.
Right wing, yes.
Yeah, I remember thinking to myself, you know, if Otto Passman ever knew. And then, but at the time I was thinking, you know, what a great thing. You know, this is like direct.
He was trying to take every nickel away from Peace Corps.
Yeah, I think at the time I thought, not only is it good for me to learn the language, but also it's like direct aid with no filtering. Straight to the Thai people, you know. So.